recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Fourth hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Wednesday afternoon. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, you know we talk to Willie's partner in the booth on Fox Sports Tennessee, former Predators goaltender Chris Mason. Every week he's driven by Freeland Chevrolet, also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. You can visit SmokyMountaintops.com. See, Mace, what's going on?
Not much. Well, I shouldn't say that. I have a pretty busy little morning here.
Yeah?
With the family, got some Duolingo going on, got some iPhones getting refurbed with protected screens, writing lyrics for a potential new song / video for social media.
Uh-oh.
Stuff getting done.
Who's the best writer in your group?
Well, I usually do my own, but my wife definitely helps me with some of the wording. She's a lot better in that department than me, so she edits and cleans up all the mistakes that I make, like everything else.
So we talked last week. We learned, or at least I learned, you're a big Euchre fan. I wish we could get our Euchre on. Also, big fan of the board games, so. What have you guys, since the last time we spoke, a week later, what's some board games you guys have been hitting up?
Oh, we're doing a little bit of Heads Up on the iPad, Mancala. It's a little, I don't know if you guys know what that was, a little marble. You move it around the board and you try to get all your marbles in the end before the other person. And doing a lot of outside on the driveway kind of stuff, hitting balls off the tee and trying to keep active doing that kind of stuff too. We got to get outside, walk the dog, and trying to make it, you know, get the variety as much as we can to change it up and keep things going, keep it fresh.
Well, hey, we can do that. Today it'll be it'll be the cooler of the 3 days, at least the next two after today, because Thursday and Friday it looks like we're going to be flirting with 80 or maybe even in the 80s tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, sunlight is a game changer. Anytime the sun comes out, it's that vitamin D. It's important, too, with one of the essentials for a healthy immune system, too. So I'm looking forward to having some sun back in our life.
No doubt about it. We've been playing some games, especially over the weekend. We played a lot of memorable playoff games Saturday and Sunday on 102.5 The Game. I know you guys have also been doing things on the television side with Fox Sports Tennessee. There was a game on Thursday night, there was a game on Sunday night against the Coyotes, and you've got more games planned. Do you sit there and watch and critique you and Willie's work? Do you sit back and watch these games?
I have, yeah. I've been, I always say this too. Like, I absolutely hate listening to myself, but it's
we all do.
We all do, right? It's one of those things. It's like, you know, I always equate
it to yourselves. I have the voice of an angel.
Well, I mean, you are an exception, Constable. You are an exceptional human being. So I if I had that voice, I wouldn't be too worried about it either. But no, you know, it's fun. They're pretty good broadcast too. If it was, you know, you forget it's so long ago, those games, but it's really cool, and it helps me, you know, get better. For me personally, to listen to how I explain something, if sometimes I liked it or I didn't like it, and it's like when I played, you know, you'd go back and you'd watch a bad game that you had. You know, it's not easy necessarily to sit through, but it's essential if you want to get better and critique yourself and take notes and all that kind of stuff. So I enjoy doing that for that purpose, but just the pure, you know, to see the game. Sometimes it doesn't even seem like, especially when we're watching the last two games, I'm like, that's me. Like, I'm watching the game right now. It's the first time that I've actually sat down and watched the game
right.
as a fan, watching myself all the way through or listening to myself and Willie. But it was Willie's good. I'll tell you, he carries the show. So it was pretty fun to do that. And then we interacted with the fans, did some, you know, obviously live tweeting, and then Skills in our last game did a split screen on Instagram, and we answered questions and chatted back and forth. And then I did a Periscope.
That was cool
as well. So yeah, it's fun just hanging out with the fans. And
I hopped in there and watched you guys for a bit.
What's that? Yeah, you did, or you're going to?
No, I did. I was watching you guys for a little bit when you were doing the split screen on Instagram.
Okay, I didn't see your name pop up. I would have given you a shout out for sure, but it's a little writing and it's at the bottom and it comes up pretty quick. So I gotta be on my
game. It's all good.
How tough? It's interesting. You know, this is the part that nobody ever gets to see. Not even media people that are in the room all the time. We don't get to see. You know, we always hear about, you know, we've got to come back and watch that, or you can throw that tape in the trash can. But what is it like for a player to come back and watch things in the room together, whether it was things that were really good or things that were really bad? What is that dynamic like when the door shuts and it's a room full of your teammates and you have to watch something maybe uncomfortable?
Well, it's good because you don't get much of a chance to really discuss it during the game. And sometimes, you know, when you know that's why you look at the ref cam and you see what they're seeing when they've done that in some of the international events or some all-star games and stuff. You know, it's easy when we're up top and we see everything and you can see plays develop and you see where guys are coming from. But when you're on the ice, you know, you have a certain range of vision and things that you can see. So you might think that something was there or might something that you thought you were doing, but you can talk about it and just really get the perspective on, oh man, I saw that, I thought that was there, it wasn't there. The other guy, you know, you just open the discussion. The coach will tell you, well, you know, in our system, we want you to do this, so you got to be here, and your stick has to be here, let's say, on the penalty kill. So you just get a chance to look at it from a different perspective, which is extremely beneficial. It's one of the most beneficial tools, I think, in the game, is watching video to understand everything and what you're doing and to change your thinking in certain situations. So it's that visual is a pretty powerful thing to see it from that perspective, and then just open up the discussion to the guys in the room and just talk about it and get on the same page. So it's tough. Nobody likes seeing yourself make mistakes, but everyone in there is a pro and they want to get better. So if it means watching some tough clips, no big deal. You got to do what you got to do.
Talking to Chris Mason, and Mace, I noticed on one of your tweets, you were asked to name five influential people in your lifetime, and maybe we should have a version of this question on the show, guys. I know we're doing this on a daily basis, and we'll ask Mace's answer to today's question here in a moment here, but one of the things you said, I think it was the guy that made you want to be a goalie. I thought that was an interesting one. You said Andy Moog, who was a goalie in the 80s. People may not be able to go back that far. Some of the newer fans that might be listening, some historians would know for sure. This would be the guy that was there with the Oilers and Wayne Gretzky in the 80s. By no means, I think that was not the only team he played for, but he was the goalie on the first Oilers team to win the Cup because Grant Fuhr was injured, I believe. So he was there when they raised the Cup for the first time. I actually saw the game on NHL Network the other night. But why Andy Moog? Why was it him that made you want to be a goalie?
Well, it's kind of a funny story just because I was a Flames fan growing up. So obviously they had Wayne Gretzky. Everyone in the world loved Wayne Gretzky. He's the best player. So I was right in the middle. I lived in Red Deer, Alberta, which is right in between, smack dab in the middle of Edmonton and then Calgary. So I just loved Andy Moog. I just love the way he played, the way he looked as a goaltender, all of that kind of stuff. So that was really influential for me. And I loved, you know, when I played street hockey, I'd always, you know, you take turns being goalie. And at that time in hockey, youth hockey growing up, you played out and then everyone got a turn to take, you know, their turn in net. And the more hockey I watched, the more I played, the more I just gravitated toward that position. And he was the guy that I just, you know, would always love to watch and, you know, emulate. And when I was, you know, on the playing street hockey or in the net, I'm like, I'm Andy Moog. You know, you call who you are in the, on the street or whatever. So I'd always be him. And then when you get to travel hockey, which was 11, 12 years old, you have to, you know, decide, am I going to play out or am I going to play goal? And that summer I went to Penticton Hockey School, and he was the headliner. It was, he was the main guy at that hockey school. And I went there and got to go on the ice with him, and he was so awesome. And, you know, when they say, you know, it's not always good to meet your heroes, well, it had the opposite effect on me, because he was so awesome to me and to my parents, and my brother was at the camp too. So it really, you know, made a big impact on me. So that he was the guy. He was the guy that made me become a goalie.
Boy, that's a great story. And I noticed that he noticed that you tweeted that, and he thanked you back via Twitter. So that had to feel good for you.
No, it was really cool. I responded to him. I said, thanks for responding. And I had said in, you know, however many characters there are in a tweet, I just said just that. I said, you know, thank you for being so nice, and you had a huge impact on me, and you're so great to our family. So I thanked him back for that. So it was pretty cool. It's funny, those certain moments in your life that, you know, steer you in one direction or the other, and that was definitely a big one for me.
Yeah, I think we're all thinking about those times now. We're reflecting a lot more these days as everything is kind of slowed down here. Let me ask you today's lighter question. If you have one sports movie you got to roll with, you can only choose one. And thank God that we don't have to choose one, right? Because we have a lot of time to watch movies now. But if you could only choose one sports movie to get you through this time, what would it be?
Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing like watching a great sports movie. I think we'd all agree. Just it gives you, you know, it's just such a good story. But if I had to pick one, it's one of my all-time favorite movies of any genre. It's Remember the Titans. That one, just to me, it just gets me. It just gives you all the feels, and it's such a powerful movie to watch. And just the way that whole, Denzel was phenomenal. Everyone in that movie was awesome. It was it's one of my favorite movies of all time. So that's my go-to for sure.
Chris Mason is with us, Preds analyst for TV, and I'll echo what everybody's been saying. I enjoyed watching you know, some of the replays from the other night. I think it'd be cool to see some games from back when Mace played. And so what I have started doing is, you know, the NHL video game has a Preds alumni team. They have alumni teams for everybody, and it needs some work. There's some names that are missing, but you are on there as the goaltender. So I'll put you on the spot. If you could have your all-time starting five from the Predators with you in goal, who would you have?
Wow. Okay. I'm actually preparing. I think we're gonna do that question on a Skype, Fox Sports Tennessee Skype coming up. But I'll take me out of there. And if I was gonna do the all time, and this is for today's hockey, so one of these guys is gonna have to play center. It would be my all time in goal, number 29, Thomas Vokoun. He'd be the goalie. My defense pair, Kimmo Timonen, Marek Zidlitsky. And then up front, I'd have Paul Kariya, Steve Sullivan, and J.P. Dumont.
Ooh. I'm just going to say this right now. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. This is the first time we've said this on the air. I believe, now this is not 100%. It's almost 100%, but I'm pretty sure we are going to unveil our Nashville sports athletes bracket on Monday's show. And I'll just say this, the reason I'm bringing it up is because a lot of guys you just heard Chris say, they're going to be in the field. They're going to be in the bracket. So,
yeah,
just
that's
wanted
good.
To pass
that's
that
awesome.
On.
There, you know, there's other guys like I could have, you know, could have said Peter Forsberg, but he wasn't here long enough for me to,
right,
to, you know, pick one of those guys. So those are the guys that I would pick, and I think every one of those guys could still play, and their primes could play the way the game's played today. So that's those are my guys.
So Mace, for the purposes of that's a great answer, and this is a great dress rehearsal, Chase, for what you were saying, because of course our show is big time, so our audience gets this first. But we are going to do a little Skype later for social media for Fox. And so, are those the parameters we're going with, Mace? Guys that aren't playing today, former Predators only.
That's the one. That's the angle I took, because obviously I'd love to, you know, pick Shea Weber and Roman Josi. you know. But I did it for guys that are retired.
Okay, so that was my angle on it.
Ours is going to be the last 30 years, so it's going to be former and current.
Okay.
A little new and old.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I just find, like, for new fans, it's hard not to pick all the current guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good. That'd be tough picking five.
I know you're a video game guy, and because we've talked about, you know, Red Dead and others before, but when you were playing and you'd play against guys and we were playing the NHL games, was it ever weird when you were playing with a team that you were on?
I want to get the new NHL. I should start doing that and then get on that, what's it called, Twitch or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that, and start playing against people. But I used to play when I was a kid a ton, like all the old Sega Genesis ones and all that. But, you know, I don't play a lot of that. Like when I played hockey, we'd play SOCOM on the plane with those PlayStation portables.
Yeah.
With, like, there'd be 10 guys playing. Some of the trainers, we'd have like 11 guys on the plane or playing at a time. So we're all yelling back and forth at each other. And then, you know, as it evolved, and then you had Call of Duty, like Shea Weber was a big player, Greg Zan and Kevin Klein. We had like a ton of guys that would play together. So it was more of those types of games, not many sports games. But when Shea Weber first came in the league, we'd room together and we'd play MLB The Show all the time in the room.
Yep.
So
I just got that one. I just got
the
new one.
You got the new one? I played the last one. I got to get the new one too.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for opening day.
Awesome. Yeah, whenever that may be.
Last thing, we've really enjoyed this the last couple of days with our guests. We've had some great stories of what they have. So let's ask you, your best piece of sports memorabilia you have is what and why?
Well, I have a – this is I don't even have it hanging up yet. I have to find a special case for it. But by far, my favorite sports memorabilia is that it's a 1985 Wayne Gretzky Titan, the white Titan with the red lettering on it, and it's autographed and personalized. It says, "To Chris, best wishes, Wayne Gretzky."
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
Topper.
Yeah.
Man. You don't have that up? Man, that should be in the –
I gotta, yeah, you know what? I don't have a ton of stuff up. I don't have one jersey. I have my masks on a shelf.
Really?
Because they're so big and clunky, I didn't want to keep them in a bag or whatever. But all my jerseys are in a bag. I don't have much sports memorabilia stuff, to be honest with you. But yeah, I gotta get after it.
Do you have like a room? Do you have like an office or a room in your house at all to put stuff?
We have a little bonus room above the garage there that I could probably do stuff, but I just feel funny if it's like, you know, my stuff. I'm like, that's me. I'm like, why am I putting that up in my house? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's cool that you have all your masks, though.
But your
kids.
Yeah,
I don't have all of them. I have a lot of them, but a lot of them I'd give back, like in the early days, I'd give back and either the painter or whoever would take them, and so we'd get a free mask, so we wouldn't have to pay for the other one, or the team would take them back sometimes back in the earlier years. So there's some I wish I had, but I still have quite a few, so it's a pretty good collection.
Well, you've got time to work on that now.
Yes, for sure. Yes, I do.
Hey, appreciate the visit as always. We'll talk soon. Thanks for doing
this. Awesome, guys. Yeah, keep her going. Stay safe, and looking forward to the next time.
You do the same.
Okay.
It's Chris Mason every week, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, and brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. Good stuff from C. Mace. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.